Okay, we're doing today Daf Pei Aleph, which is tomorrow's Daf, but we're doing it tonight because of Slichos. Here we go. We're in the second to bottom line. Tumas Tahom. Today's Daf, I'm sorry. Today's Daf. Pei Aleph, today's Daf. Right, okay. Tumas HaTahom. So, the question the Gemara asked was, the Mishnah said that if a person is Tame from Tumas Tahom, which is some hidden Tuma, it won't stop the guy from bringing the Korban Pesach. The question that the Gemara asked was, will it stop the Kohen from bringing the Korban Pesach? So we tried to yesterday compare it to Tumas Ziva, and we said, no, a Zava doesn't have Tumas Tahom. That's what we ended off yesterday. Now we're getting off on a tangent about the Zava, and it'll bring us back to the question of the Kohen, which I don't think we're going to resolve. Says the Gemara, Tumas Tahom, the Ziva, Lo Miratza? There's no such thing as Tumas Tahom by a Zava? Tumas Tahom is another way of saying, it's a fancy way of saying, suffix. But it's a suffix that you never knew even it could possibly exist. Right?
What's suffix? Is it retroactive?
No, but it's a suffix. Is there a dead body in this area? I don't know. No one knows. The whole world, nobody knows. Was someone buried here 100 years ago? 1,000 years ago?
Tumas Tahom is, we know that. Later on, retroactively, we found that there was a buried body.
But at the time, no one knew it was there. And no one had any reason to know it was there. That's what I mean. No one knew. Some ancient Indian buried, no one knew. Nobody knew that.
And then they found it.
So the question is, your tummy, because Lamaisa, you walked there. However, you can still bring Korban Pesach. But we said a woman who's in a similar situation, meaning what? We'll see what the case is. No, that doesn't work. There's no heter, and she's tame. She's tameya. For Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomeris Yom
Kine. I'm not saying that in the other case by men, they're not tame.
Same thing as men.
They're tame.
Same thing. Of course they're tame.
But you said by women.
Just listen to the case. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. The law is like this. During the in the times of the Gemara, a woman had a cycle of 7-11, 7-11. During the 11 days when she's not a Nida, if she sees Dam one day, she has to count one clean day. If she sees Dam 2 days, she has to count one clean day. If she sees Dam 3 days, she becomes Tameah for 7 days. Okay? So when she sees Dam on a Sunday, so she has to, Sunday she's Tameah, she saw Dam. She has to count Monday. If Monday's a clean day, she's all good. Let's say Monday is Erev Pesach. Monday's Erev Pesach. Right? Now, Monday morning she wakes up. She says, look at this, I'm clean. She tells her husband, listen, go make a Korban Pesach for me. Because chances are I'm going to be clean. Right? I'm going to be good, and it's going to be good. Husband says, yes, dear, whatever you say. Right? So, Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. She's a Shomeris. It's Monday now. The first she saw on a Sunday. Now Monday she's clean. Monday's going on. You can't bring the Korban Pesach till the afternoon anyway. 2-3 o'clock, the husband shows up. He brings the Korban. Sheshachtu Vizarku Aleha. Right? B'sheni Shela. On her Monday. On her second day. V'yachakach Rasa. And 4 o'clock in the afternoon she sees Dam. Right? Eino Ocheles. She cannot eat the Korban Pesach. Why not? One second. Why not? Says Rashi, Shahari Tzricha Liyot Od Machor Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. She has to wait another day. But Upatura Milasos Pesach Sheni. She's Patura from a Pesach Sheni. Why is that? So Rashi says, Upatura Milasos Pesach Sheni, Kasalka Daitach. The Gemara thinks now, Kivan de Bishas Shchita Uzrika Safek Havi was a Safek. What's going to be with this woman? Is she going to turn out good this day? Is she going to? Nobody knows. Nobody knows that. Only time will tell. Afa Gav de Gloy Milsalam Afreya Shenitma Vadai Betumas Tahom. Even though it turns out today was not good, that's just like Tumas Tahom. No one knew. Who knew? So, therefore, there's no Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, my time, but why not? Because Lav Mishum Demirat Tzitz, Isn't it because the tzitz is meratza, and any tumah that she had on that Monday is the tzitz takes care of it. Just like it takes care of an owner, takes care of the wife too, and therefore she can't eat it.
Why are we going for the tzitz? What is a simpler answer?
What's the simple answer?
She was told when she was knocked with the curtain.
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't.
She only got she's a Shemeres Yom. She's waiting to see. So at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock, she was good.
Right, she said, I'm going to go do it.
Good, and he said 100%. Then 4 o'clock, she sees Dom again.
Pesach Sheni only works if it's the Vaday that you didn't, weren't able to.
Well, she can't eat the Pesach Rison, so she's Tumea.
That's...
But she doesn't know
that.
But now she knows. At the Seder, she knows. At the Seder, she... What kind of suffix? Not at the Seder, she's not a suffix. It's a Vaday. So it's a funny thing. The very funny woman. So what's the story? So the Gemara says, it must be because of the tzitz. The Gemara says you have a different answer, similar to what you're saying, maybe it's what you're driving at. Amri lo. That's not the reason. Mishum, the reason is because Mishum kasava Rabbi Yosi, mikan lahaba hima tmeya. She becomes tmeya prospectively. What does that mean? It's a long Rashi here, but he's going to say it great. Ready? The next Rashi. Shomeris yom kineged yom. You have a woman who's waiting. It's Monday now for her. It's the day that she's waiting. Shasafra k'tas hayom. She waits half the day, or even 2-3 hours. V'tavla. She goes to the mikvah. What? And she says, you know what? I'm going to bank on the fact that I'm going to be clean the rest of the day. I'm going to the mikvah now. I'm going to save myself time. Now no one's quiet. I'll go now. Tahora mituma shel esmol. You know what she's done? She's wiped out the tumah from yesterday. She's wiped it out. What happens if she sees later in the day? If she sees later in the day, it's a brand new tumah. It's a brand new tumah. Utehe machar shomeres yom kineged yom. And Tuesday, she's holding a day for Monday. At the end of the day, it's the same result. She's tmeya. She has to count the next day. How do you look at it? Is Monday, this second day, is it a continuation of Sunday? Or is it, no, Tahira, and then Tumah starts again? I'm sort of breaking the day in half. Sort of doing that.
There's a time frame.
What do you mean?
That's it. What's time? In other words, she saw it gone, so she was
Tumah. On a Sunday.
She's Tumah. She wakes up Monday.
Monday morning, she wakes up, she's clean.
Right.
She waits a few more hours, she's still clean. She goes to the mikvah.
Right.
So says Rabbi Yossi, she's clean. A new woman now.
Right.
Now, she sees 5 p.m.
What's the time? How long from when she...
As long as it's before Shkia. As long as it's before Shkia. She sees again on Monday later, now she's Tumea. Now Tuesday, she has to be Shomeres Yom.
It's a new
thing. Brand new.
So how would what would Tumah Yom do?
What do you mean?
If he goes Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Pesach.
Right.
And he's can't be part of the Chabura beforehand.
No, he can be part. They're going to cheshbon him.
They have cheshbon even though he's not going to be kosher until later on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Even
right. Now, Hilkach.
On Tuesday, she started from his home?
No. Yeah, so Tuesday is a Shomeres Yom.
She's no longer Tumah's home.
What Tumah's not Tumah's to home? Is not Tumah's to home here?
Well, you said before.
It's like Tumah's. The Tumah's to home is a suffix.
Yeah, it's a suffix.
So Tuesday's a suffix also, exactly.
Okay.
Hilkach. Therefore. B'shrika v'shchita tahor ma'al yitzahavi. The zrika, the shchita, was 100% good shchita. Not that it retroactively became a suffix. Or retroactively, no. It was 100% good. Why is 100% good? That's what he holds.
So they're not
mitzaref. Exactly. They're not mitzaref. They're not connected at all. So when they shechted it, when the husband went, like a good boy, it was all good. Now, 2 hours later, she saw dam. All right. So now she came to Karim Bezach because she's tummy. Has nothing to do with the shechita. It doesn't undo the shechita. Right.
But she's not a
Shomeres Yom.
Right.
So she's a Shomeres Yom.
Yes.
She has to wait till evening.
No, who said? No. That's exactly his chiddush. She doesn't have to wait till evening.
But you see that it didn't work because she got...
All right, so tomorrow will be another Shomeres Yom. That's true.
Is that she doesn't count it as day two.
Exactly. It's not day two.
Exactly.
It's a new day one. It's a new day one.
So if she sees blood again even this next day, it's not. She's not tmeya for the next seven.
Yeah, it's, but it's not really day one because the third day she's got a problem.
Correct.
And she's 7 days.
But wait.
No, because she's going by day.
Now the Gemara is going to ask.
She's 7 days.
The Gemara is going to ask, according to this, how can you ever be a Zava Gadol?
Right.
The Gemara is going to ask that question. How can you ever be a Zava Gadol? If every time you wake up in the morning, your clean starts over, how do you ever have three in a row?
Not clean in the morning.
The Gemara is going to ask that question.
If you're not clean in the morning.
What?
You
hear? The Gemara is going to ask. Okay, so hold off. Rabbanan Pligia Leah, we're going to argue on this. I'm still in Rashi. But Army and they say, no. When she sees on Monday, it's retroactively revealed. It's one big tumah. One big tumah. That's the conventional way of learning. So whenever he shechs at the husband, any time of the day, it's a suffix. Because I don't know what's going to happen. According to Bios, it's not a suffix. It's a vaday good. In a minute, the Gemara is going to ask, in 5 minutes, Kivan de la Rabbi Yossi, Kol chad v'chad tum am penafshi, who every day is individual. Ha'eich mitzdarfin l'ziv aslas al-zav gadol. How can she ever be a zav gadol? Okay. But what do we get out of this? That's why it makes perfect sense. The shechit is good, but she can't eat it. Why? Because the tumah developed later.
Right.
A brand new tumah developed later. Okay. Where am I up to? Vatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zav, there's a question now. You just said tumah is brand new. Vatanya, Zav, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zav bal shtei ri'os, a man of two ri'os, which is the same thing as a woman of three ri'os. Sheshachatu v'zarko la b'shvi shalo, his seventh day turns out to be Erev Pesach, so at night he's going to be all clean, so part of a chabur, they shech, they sprinkle, v'yachakach ra, and he sees dam, and the whole, he sees not dam, he sees whatever, he sees some discharge, and the whole 7 days undone. Or, again, it's her day two. She's a Shomeres Yom. The Achakach Rasa Hare Elu Metamin Mishkav Umochshav LeMafreya. This doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yossi just said it's Bikan LaHaba, and here he says it's LeMafreya, right? Upaturim Lasa Pesach Sheni. How do you reconcile that? Omri Mai LeMafreya Midrabanan. Now that's just a chumah midrabanan. But look, go down where the Rashi's almost gets fatter. The last Rashi there, midrabanan. Avo midaraisa, lo mitami, el mikan laba. Midaraisa, it's only going forward. Alright. Lo hazav bezayin, lo shemeret yom b'sheni, the mixas yom olol svirasan, half the day counts, hilkach, legabi pesach, tahor ma'al yahave. Regarding pesach, she's completely tahor. Regarding Tumah, okay, they made it to Rabbanah and said, no, we're going to make it retroactive. Okay? All good. By the way, Vafra Voshi Yasavar Mitame, Melama Freya Midrabanan, he also holds it goes to Rabbanan. How do you know that? The Tanya Voshi Omer, Aval Zav, Shara, Bishvi, Shvi, Shalom. If a Zav sees on his day 7, so Sires Shalafanov. He undoes all the previous days. The Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yister Eliyomo. He doesn't uproot day 7. Right? I'm sorry. He doesn't uproot except for this day. Eliyom, except for this day. That makes no sense. So, miman of shach. If you go backwards, then afilu kulu nistar. All the days get ruined. Right? If you're going backwards. And ikasavar mikan labohu matame. But if you're going forwards, yomanamit, even today doesn't get uprooted. Why? It starts over. So, which one is it? Ella, Ema, what he meant to say was, Lo Yistar, Velo Yomo. Lo Yistar, it doesn't uproot, Velo Yomo. And not even this day. Right? Why? Because Mix is the Yom Kikulo. So today is good. And the other days, nothing happens to them. Because it's not a shake. He saw something today, so it's a brand new year going forward. Now, V'Omar Lay, and now Rav Oshia says to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Kai Kavasach. That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi said. Same exact thing. For Rabbi Yossi, Omar, Matayim, Mishkav, Moshev, Lamachreya. Aye, Rabbi Yossi said it goes backwards. Elolav, Shmamina, Matayim, Lamachreya, Midrabanan, Shmamina, Tzayim, Midrabanan. Good? Very good? Good. Now, Ula Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that says what? That Zivas Tumah is only going forward, then Hashta the Omar Mikan Labohu Matame. Right? Only going forward. So yesterday, when we said Lemes Bilvad, that it only applies to a mace, is Tumas to home. Lemutai Mai, what did it come to exclude? Nifsho mine the Bikoin, it came to exclude a Kohen. Vehutra lo Tumas at the home. And the question we had yesterday was, can a Kohen also get saved? Does he have a heter from the Tumas at the home? He does. Right? Says the Gemara, Amri la'ola b'bailam. Really, we're talking about, really, we're, upstairs. Really, we're talking about Bailam. Who was that? Shlomo Katz? Yeah. Really, we're talking about Bailam. With the youth. Really, we're talking about Bailam. Ube Pesach. And we're talking about Pesach. Aye. He already gets Tumas to home. The Mishnah said that. The Kosovar ain't Shochetin Vizorkin al Tomei Sheretz. They hold, in order for this to make sense, you don't shecht and you don't sprinkle for somebody that has Tumas Sheretz, which is an unusual halacha. That's what he holds. The Itzrach Lemiute, the Itzrach, and since that's true, I am Mamayet Tumas Tahom of a Sheretz, which the Tzitz does not help. That's what it's Mamayet. Okay. Good? You got that? It wasn't hard. Now, El Rabbi Yossi Zava Gemura Heichim Ishkachetla. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, how is it possible to be a Zava Gemura? If each day is a new day, how do you have three in a row? How do you ever have that? So two answers. Number one, Bishopath, where it's a flow for three straight days.
Definitely a 7 day.
Exactly. So he can't tell me it stopped and started over. That's what you said. She woke up, Tamit. Can't stop and start over. It never stopped. So if it never stopped, she'll be Tamei for three straight days. Ein Achanami. If she stops for 3 hours.
7 days.
What? Yeah.
3 days.
No. She sees Dom for three straight days.
She
becomes 7 days. You can't tell me, well, she stopped for three. If she stopped for 3 hours, there's no such thing as a Gedola, according to this. Or another way out, you don't have to see for three straight days. You only have to see Kigod Shirasa Kol Shnei Bein Hashmashas. So the way Rashi says it is, let's say Friday night, she sees Dam from Friday afternoon going into Shabbos. So it's 2 days, two straight days. What?
Yes.
Right? Now what she sees the rest of Shabbos is irrelevant. And then she sees again Matzah Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon going into Matzah Shabbos. So though you have 2 days at both ends, it makes three big days. You hear that?
Yeah.
You don't have three straight days of seeing it's very unusual. No woman does that.
Right.
But three straight, non-stop, for 3 days. You don't have to go like that. You can say...
Three consecutive days in which each one had one which was started in the other one.
Correct. Like correct. Exactly. One from Friday into Shabbos and from Shabbos into Matzah Shabbos. That's how you do it. Okay?
Yeah, so what do you say? That kind of scenario... She would be
Tamei
only for 1 day?
No, she becomes... That's the way she's done for 3 days. Why?
3 days, so it's 7.
Exactly. 3 days become 7.
I thought... All right.
But the second answer is part of the...
It's a wrinkle.
B is part of A.
No, it could be either one. Right. Either 3 straight days.
Including 2 Be'er Shmashas.
Right.
Only part of it, right?
Right.
Right? It's like...
I hear you. Okay, next. So, boy mine Yosef, boy Rav Yosef, Kohen, so we never answered the question. Does the Kohen get saved with the tzitz? We never answered that question. Now, what? Now another question.
He causes all the trouble anyway.
Who?
Kohen.
Right. Boy Rav Yosef, Kohen hamaratz betamid. What about a tamid? That a Kohen is shechting a carbon tamid, and he's tamid with tumas to home. So does the carbon tamid get saved or not? That's the question. Can you imagine a question like this? It's amazing, no? Mesechta Pesachim. So much. Could you imagine you sit down at the Seder and talk about this? So, Korin Hamaratz Tamid, Huchlo Tumas Hatahom Olo. So, Why should the Talmud be different than the Pesach? So we'll see why. Right. So im tim talomer korin hamaratze bekarbono sehen. If you want to tell me that a kohen could be a korban Pesach for nazir or Pesach, in other words, that we left the question unanswered. But let's assume it's true that a kohen, the tumas tahom, the tzitz would save that guy. It would save him. Hutra lo tumas at the home, and it would be good. It's hutra. So kohen hamaratze betamid mai. What about a tamid? What about a tamid? Okay? What about a tamid? So would if the kohen had tumas to home, would he be saved by this or not? So me amrinan, do we say ki gemiri tumas at the home bepesach? Do we say oh the bepesach betamid lo gemiri, not by tamid? Oh Dilmore, maybe no. Yalif tamid bepesach. We shall learn tamid from Pesach. Okay? Amar Rabba. Rabbit says, well, Kal v'chomer, it's a Kal v'chomer. This Kal v'chomer is very hard. Ready for the Kal v'chomer? Ma b'makom shol hutra lo tuma yidua. Let's assume a Kohen knows that he's tummy, or he knows the Baal is tummy, and he brings a Karban Pesach anyway. What happens to that Karban Pesach? It's tummy. The answer is nothing happens. Right? That's not a Karban Pesach. The tuma. It's tuma. Ma makom shelo hutrulo tumas yidua, in a place where tumas yidua does not work. Where doesn't it work? A guy walks in with a carbon pesach. He says, by the way, I'm tummy. Kohen says, don't worry about it. That doesn't work. Right? Nevertheless, hutrulo tumas hatahom. Tumas hatahom does work. Right? Right? Got it? So, Makom shehutrula tumas yidua. So in a place where tumas yidua works, where does tumas yidua work? If everybody's tummy, right? If everybody's tummy by a carbon pesach or a carbon tumid, it will work. Didn't I just say a minute ago that if a guy walks in with a carbon pesach, it doesn't work? What's the difference? So the answer is that when everybody's tamei, the heter turns into a carbon tzibur. The carbon pesachs all become a carbon tzibur, therefore it's mutter. Okay, just have to accept that. Makom shehotchel tumas yidua. In a place where tumas yidua is mutter, where's that? By a carbon pesach when the whole tzibur is tamei. So ain't no din shehotchel tumas at the home or a carbon tamei. So shouldn't tumas at the home work? Shouldn't that work? Hear that, Kal v'chomer? The problem with this Kal v'chomer is, how do you know that Tumas HaTahom is such a thing? Where'd that come from? It came from something called Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. You're not allowed to make a Kal v'chomer based on Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So this Kal v'chomer is not a Kal v'chomer. So, Omri, mi dainin Kal v'chomer Halacha? Do we even do that? Do we make such a thing as a Kal v'chomer from a Halacha? No, I'll do that. For Tanya, Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Akiva, Etzem Kisaora Halacha. Etzem Kisaora is a Halacha. Ravi is Dam, Kal v'chomer. Ravi is Dam is a Kal v'chomer. Ain done in Kal v'chomer me Halacha. You're not allowed to learn a Kal v'chomer from a Halacha. What does that mean? You want to do this very long Rashi inside? He's going to say it beautiful. Okay? It's amazing how in the morning everyone's so much more on the ball, no?
In the morning?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you're right.
No? Yeah. Right. Well, you like the morning better.
Both times it doesn't make a difference.
Next time you have a chance to ask questions. I can't ask anything in the morning.
Why not?
Because you don't have time.
You have questions?
No.
Not yet.
So what's
what time is you have one anyway?
The morning I have caffeinated.
Exactly.
Yeah, the fact is that the morning
is better. So let's do the Rashi. Vatumat hatahom, lo mishum sveika mitmeyin la, not a suffik, dimedinema goli milsalem afreya ba'almahu, not a suffik, and now the suffik has been resolved. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, hashta, afilu vadai nitmu, even if it was a vadai tumah, Nami, Ella, Bishash Shinidma, Haisa Tumas Hatahom, At the time the tumah happened, it's called tumas tahom. Nobody knew there was a dead body there. No one could have possibly known. Shol hikaba adam yolam. No one ever knew about this. No one knew about it. Tahorin, you're allowed to bring a carbon pesach. Come on. We're going to say in a few minutes. Now, what's going on between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Masechtas Nazir. This comes up in Masechtas Nazir. We say it like this. Amir and Hassan. Revi is dam of a mace, not of a wound. Revi is dam of a mace. Ein ha-nazir megaleach al-magav yamasa. If another touches it or carries it, it doesn't undo his naziris. He doesn't have to shave and start over. He doesn't have to. The Kamar Rabbi Akiva, or Kava Chomer. Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? It's a Kav. Of course he has to start over. Why? Ma etzem kisaora. A bone of a human body, the size of a bone. She'ein metame adam ba'ohel. It's not metame ba'ohel because it's too small. Nevertheless, hanazir migaleach al magav yal matzah. But a nazir that touches it or carries it have to start over. So Revi is dam. Shemitame adam ba'ohel. A Revi is dam. Where you is metame ba'ohel. Eino din shanazir migaleach al magav yal matzah. Isn't it for sure that a nazir will become tame if he touches it or carries it? And the answer is, Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Dezel Rabbi Akiva, Etzem Kisa Ora, Shah Nazir Megaleach HaMagal V'Amatzo, the fact that if a nazir touches a bone, he has to start over, that's Halacha L'Moshe Meisinai. Ve'ein Kosov Batora, doesn't say that anywhere. Revi is Dam Atad Bo L'Ulma B'Mena Kavachomer, you want to make a Kavachomer, Ein Donen Kavachomer Halacha El Midavra Kosov Batora. Very simple. Therefore, you can't bring a kavachomer from Tomid, because the whole premise is a halachah l'moshe meisinai, and you can't build a kavachomer on top of that. Very simple. How do you know that the home is a kavachomer? We'll see in a minute. That it's halachah l'moshe meisinai. We'll see in a minute. Ela marava, yeah, yalif moado mipesach. It's a drasha. Okay, so whatever, if it would work by pesach, it would work by a Tomid also. Tumas at the home gufa heichak sivi. Where does it say tumas at the home? The answer is nowhere. But the Gemara thinks maybe somewhere. Amar Blaz, Amar Kor, it says, V'chiyomus meis alav. It says that you're tamei if someone dies next to you. B'mechuveres alav. That means he's next to you. He's clear to you that he's dead. Unlike some Thomas Tom. We have no idea. Ashkechon Nazir. That's by a Nazir. Ose Pesach min olam. How do you know it saves a Pesach? Amar B'yochon, Amar Kor, it says, B'derech rechok alachem. It's clear to you. Again, lochem is plural. So we're going to have a question on that in a minute. All three. Rishur Melakish, Amar number three, Kederach. Ma derech begaloi. Just like a derech is open, everyone sees a street. Ach, Tumas Nami, begaloi. Tumas also begaloi. And therefore what? Tumas Tom is not begaloi. Meisvei. Ezeo Tumas at the home. What's Tumas at the home? Kal Shalom Hikir Bo Echad Besofa Olam. No one in the world knows about this body buried here. Nobody knows about it. Hikir bo echad besofa olam. Even if one person knows, ain't zet tumas at the home. That's not tumas at the home. Now, Li Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who said the mechaberes alav, that it's clear to him, adi adahu, right? That means he has to know about it. But the Brisa said no one knows about it. Someone's got to know about it.
But it doesn't count for anything.
Exactly. Uli Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar lachem, the mechaberes lachem. Adi Oda Batrain. Two people have to know about it. And L'Rish Lurim and Lakish Amar Kederach Adi Oda Kuli Alma. What the whole world knows? That doesn't make any sense. Tumas Tom is the exact opposite. Ela Tumas at the home, Halacha Hilchas Agamirila, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Vikra Asmachta Ba'alma. The Pasuk is just an Asmachta. Next. Amar Rav Baravashi. Lo Shar El Shino Duolo Lachar Zrika. That's only true if you knew about it after the Zrika. The Chi is Darek Dam. Shapir is Darek. So when you sprinkled the dam, that was a good sprinkling. Then you found out an hour later, oh, it was once at some Indian burial ground. No one knew about it. The archaeologists just found out about it. Oh, I was over there once. Oh, you know what? It's okay. Why? Because the Zrika, Bashat Zrika, was all good. Aval Nodal, Lay Zrika, Lo Maratza. Before Zrika, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Mace Vey, 1 second. Hamotzi Mace, Mushkav L'Rachbo, Shalderach. If there's a mace in the path, right? And you, and underneath, of course. And you walk by on that path, not knowing there was a body there, then someone told you there's a body there. So, litruma tame. If it's regarding truma, your tummy. L'nazir v'ose Pesach tar. Why? Because tumas at the home, you're going to be tar. For Pesach, not for truma. V'chal tummy v'tar la'abahu. And all the tummy and tar is only going forward. Right? Right? If that's true, then why can't you sprinkle them even after you knew about it? Why not? Right? Why not? So you're right. Eliyim Mahakidma, change like this. Amar Barashilo Tema no dilachas mika hudumarate, avo no dilafne zrika lomarate. Don't tell me that if you found out about it before the zrika, it's no good. No. El afil no dilafne zrika marate. Even if you found out about it before, it's also good. Okay? Now, Gufa, we just said, Hamotzi meis mushkav l'rachbo, if there was a body lying on that road, shelderech of the road, l'truma tamei, l'nazir v'ose Pesach tahar. When is that true? Chen l'makom laver. If there was no other way to pass over this road without stepping over the body, meaning it was very narrow and the body was found lengthwise, so there's no way you didn't go over that body. Abel yesh makom laver, but if there was a way, af l'truma tar. Even for truma, it's going to be tar. Why? Why? So Rashi says, because Safek Tumah Bereshus HaRabim is tar. The Safek, maybe I didn't touch it. Maybe I didn't walk over it. I walked around it. It could be. Medavam Amur, when is that true? Matzah Shalom, if the body was found whole. Aval Meshubar Umafurik, if it was found in pieces. Tahar, again you're Tahar. Why? Shema Ben Aprakamavar. Maybe you zigzagged and you walked through the pieces. Ubekaver, but if it's in a coffin, then afilu b'mishur b'mufurik tameh b'bneisha kever miratzvah. The kever combines it all. It's one area. But b'metavam, when is that true? B'mahalek b'raglav, where you can walk by your feet and you can wiggle around. Avol b'ton, if you're carrying something, or rochav, or if you're on a wagon or something like that, someone's carrying you maybe, tameh, l'fisha mahalek b'raglav, efshe shlo yiga v'lo yal. When you're walking by yourself, it's possible you didn't make an ohel. Avol ton or rochav, efshe shlo yiga v'lo yal. It's not possible. You're walking on the wagon. How'd the wagon not go over it? It's impossible. When is that true? B'tumas tahom. That's only if it's tumas tahom. Nobody knew about it. Aval tumah yidua tameh. But if it's known tumah, of course it's tameh. V'ezehi tumas tahom. What's tumas tahom? Again, kol davar shelo, kol shelo hikir ba echad besofa olam. That means no one knew about it. Aval hikir ba echad besofa olam. But if someone knew about it, ein zeh tumas tahom. So now, for example, Matzah Taman, you found somebody hidden. Betevin, in straw, ba'afar, in earth, betzroas, in rocks, whatever. Harei zeh tumas hatahom, that's tumas hatahom. B'mayim, in water, I think Rashi says clear water, right? No, Rashi says, someone says it. Clear water, how could it be no one saw that body? Or, b'nikike slot, what's that fela?
Darkness,
where no one saw it? Or in the kike slime, or in the cleft of a rock, I guess where people were. It's not possible. No one saw that body. Ain't that tumas at the home? That's not tumas at the home. And by the way, below omer tumas at the home, el mace bovad. And you only say tumas at the home, only for a mace, for no other tuma. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's not a hard daf either. All right? Same time tomorrow.